Hello and welcome along to the New Music Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Adam Tinian and I'm joined here on episode 4 by the wonderful Argyle. Jake Argyle, thank you so much for coming in today, Jake.
How are you doing?
So Argyle is obviously your stage name and your surname, and but I think we should just go with the first name, shall we?
Yeah.
Just Jake.
Do you know
just,
what? Let's go. I trust you.
Perfect. So as usual, we're going to kind of go through 4 of your tracks, talk about the stories behind them, talk about you as an artist and what inspires you and what inspired you to become a musician.
Yeah.
And just kind of delve a little deeper and finish up as usual, ladies and gents, with the 5-minute song challenge. So,
Dreading it.
You're going to be amazing. So we're going to jump straight in. First track. So what we're talking about today is the EP, which is currently on Spotify.
Yeah, I released an EP last year.
The idea is you wanted to kind of almost kind of finish the process of that EP and move on to the next kind of branch of your content.
Exactly.
So you can check out Jake on Spotify right now and listen to these tracks. Of course, we're going to play them after we speak about them. So let's jump in. First track, Element.
Right.
Tell me about it.
Element is probably my first actual serious song.
Okay.
So like I joined an agency called Map.
Map Agency. We had Big Steve, of course, last week. So yeah, the Map Agency.
Academy / agency. I joined that and I had to, some people warned me before, you need original songs obviously.
Of course, yeah.
Gonna do that.
Before that, were you just kind of doing more covers?
I had a few originals. I wasn't totally happy, but I obviously got invited to do Map and I had to get originals done, obviously. Mm. And I didn't have as many as I wanted, but I just sort of threw myself in the deep end and just joined and got on with it.
Just figured it out as you went.
And Element come in like a night.
Really?
In my bedroom. And personally, I'm not that happy with Element. It's not lyrically my best song.
Okay.
Or anything. It's
the music. Way to sell it, Jake.
Yeah, no, do you know what? And it's a bit of a weird one because it's a cool song. No, I love the song, but it's like I said, lyrically not my best, musically not the best. But weirdly, people love it. And Courtney, my guitarist, his dad always comes up and he says he likes it. And people they always ask for that song and say, oh, that song, what's it called? Element, that's it. Can you do that tonight?
Right,
and I'm
okay.
Like, seriously? Like, that's all these cool songs that I've got. And you want the first song that I wrote and you know, play what the audience wants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So tell me about the song itself. You know, what was there any kind of thing behind it, or was it more just you were trying to figure out how to write a song for Map?
Yeah, this was like me really like putting myself into the songwriting world, if you know what I mean. So yeah, talking it like I was, so it's called Element, the song, and the elements are fire, wind, and what's the other one? Water?
Water,
that's it.
Yeah, that's God. It, yeah. Stick back to Captain Planet. Right,
yeah. Ooh. And I wanted to write a song, so each verse in the song is about an element. So the first verse is based on water, and then I can't remember the song, God. First one's water, then it's fire, then it's earth, the next verse, and then sort of the ending, and the chorus is like wind, basically.
Okay.
So I just wanted a cool structure like that.
Yeah, nice. I wanted it.
If I just showed you the song, you wouldn't pick that up. But now I said that, you'll know that.
So. All right. Well, plenty for the audience to listen out for. So
yeah,
should we jump in?
It's a cool song. Yeah. Go for it.
Let's jump in. So the first song by Argyle, Element. Let's play it.
Straight out of water, she left no trace on how to find her. She left me waiting in this nightmare, put me here alone, left me in the cold. Forget what's going on around us. Empty spaces that defines trust. Raging fires burn throughout love. but the temperature's unknown. The heat is overgrown. In time with my hand, the trees are falling on your own ground. You started breaking my wall down, not knowing where to stop. You've taken too much.
Okay, so back with Jake Argyle. Thank you very much, Jake, for the first song, Elements. So let's get in, so shall we? So Flowers She Placed is your second track that we're going to talk about, available on the Spotify EP, of course.
So I might have done this wrong, actually. Okay. No, we will talk about this one, but this is actually part two of the next song.
Oh, no. Well, let's switch it.
Should we do
let's
it?
Let's switch it. Ad hoc, let's do it. I'm going to keep this all in. I'm not going to edit this podcast at all. Okay, let's do this.
I don't know why I ordered the EP. Part two, then part one. I have no idea. Change that.
So, if you listen to us on Spotify, guys, make sure you listen to the EP the other way around.
Do it.
So, we're going to jump into song number two, then, which will be For You.
For You. Right.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
So, this song is. Let's get a bit deep here.
Gets a bit deep.
So my granddad, he's the guy that got me into music. Okay. So, he's a drummer. I used to be the drummer in a band. And I was originally a drummer. So, he taught me drums from scratch. And all my life, so I've been playing drums since I couldn't reach the pedals. So like literally down in cellar, and he had a lovely vintage Gretsch drum kit, and he passed away a couple of years ago, and I got asked to perform at his funeral, and like this was at the stage, I've only written a few songs, and I didn't want to write a song about that. I was like, no way am I writing that. And I performed a different song. I performed a cover at his funeral. It's a Bear's Den song called Elysium, which is perfectly sums up the situation. But we were in my grandma's kitchen, and we had about 20 minutes until the hearse come in, and it just come to me. That's it.
So in 20 minutes, really, the whole thing kind of formed.
Not even in 20 minutes. Like, like genuinely like 3 minutes. Like, wow. I didn't have a melody. I just wrote these lyrics. I wrote like a poem.
Okay.
On my phone, put it in my pocket, forgot about it for like a month or two, and picked it up. And
wow.
Yeah, and that's what. And what the song is, it's sort of like my granddad's perspective of his death, technically. So like, okay. what he was feeling, about his life. And it's also on, so me and my grandma, my granddad and my sister used to go on a lot of like adventures and that, so it's all about that and just about what we got up to. And
that's lovely. Yeah, actually I saw you perform this live a few months ago, and your family was there, and it was just a really nice moment. Actually, it was really nice.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it's always a presence. It's always a bit of a weird one with my family. Yeah, because like a lot of my family always like start crying. Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's like even Courtney always said, like, sometimes he's playing it and he's like, man, like,
yeah, just gets you.
Yeah,
but it's nice.
I never get choked up or anything,
really.
It's almost like a release for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cathartic. I get you, absolutely. It's nice that you kind of come up with it so quickly as well. I suppose you know, you're talking about some of the most famous songs of all time. A lot of songwriters will say that it just kind of came to them and it formed in their head, and you know, figured out the melodies and stuff later.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. Okay, cool. All right, let's jump into that then. So this is For You.
Memories of where we stood on waterfalls and in the woods, and view life a different way, containing all that is today. We adventure around the four of us and what we found. Why did you leave? So soon, she feels your every move. This is not the end of the line. You need to explore the next parts of life. This is not the end of the night for you. Hear her voice through the clouds above the noise. He made you smile so happily, both on the bench under that tree. And through your love she knows why it is you have to go. Why did you leave? To explore the next part of life. This is not the end of the night for you. This is not for the next part of life. This is not the end of the night for you. This is not the end of the line. You need to explore the next part of life. This is not the end of the night for you. For you. For you.
Okay, so back to the kind of the wrong order, the wrong way around. So we're going to talk about Flowers She Placed, but I just want to kind of touch upon what you said about For You. So obviously it was written for your granddad, and as you mentioned, he kind of got you into music at a young age. And I didn't know you were a drummer before. So tell me about your sort of path into, obviously, the MAP agency and now as a solo artist. And, you know, how did this all kind of come about? And, well, were you a drummer in bands before?
Yeah, well, I went to school. Yeah, I went to school. Do you know that? Do you know? I was one of them few kids that went to school. I was at school and I did music, obviously.
Sure.
And I was into it, and I started playing guitar, and I had guitar lessons, and I did some little band stuff. I played a drummer in a band, and a little cover band, and it was we were sort of in like music lesson, and I'll be one of the best sort of in the class, and I wasn't learning anything. Like I was sort of one of the best, not being like big headed, but a lot of people weren't really into the music.
I remember when I was back at school and there was very few people that were really kind of musically inclined, and there was, you know, a couple of people that sang and a couple of people that played instruments out of hundreds of people in the year.
Yeah, so, totally.
You know, like, I suppose it doesn't become a big thing until you go to sort of further education, mm-hmm. where all the musicians go in the same place.
And like all my big group of friends at school, they're all footballers, and you're going to see me play football. Nah, I was like literally the last one getting picked, and that's not
really
an exaggeration. that's the truth. But no, I was the one locked away in the music room writing songs and messing around, and like I said earlier, in the music lessons, I was one of the best, and I didn't learn anything. But like as soon as I got to college, I was surrounded by these people that were miles better than me.
Do you think like being sort of in that position when you were at school, and at the time, you say, so you were playing guitar and drums at the time, was it?
Yeah,
mainly dabbling
drums.
With writing as well.
A little bit, yeah. We were in a band. I was a drummer in a band called Python with a guy called Ryan Tidy, and a guy called Alex, and a guy called Fraser.
Okay.
And we did a bit of writing, but I didn't do any of that. I was
the
weird guy at the back playing drums. That was a lot of fun. But
yeah, fantastic.
That ended when school ended. So
yeah, okay, yeah. Fair enough. Okay, so on to the next song then. So Flowers She Placed. So tell me about this one.
So this is part two of For You. Mm-hmm. So I wrote this probably like good maybe even half a year after For You.
Okay.
And I wanted to sort of write a song in like my grandma's perspective of the whole situation. So I sat down, and that rarely happens with me. Like I write a song, it usually just comes to me, but I sat down and know what like I knew exactly what I wanted to write.
Okay.
And it come really easily, and I wrote that about my grandma's perspective on it, like on it all, and like some of the lyrics in it, like the flowers she placed obviously on his grave, and
sure.
So that's what that's about.
So that's your sort of songwriting technique. Usually you just wait for it to kind of hit you.
I'm pretty bad at just writing a song, and I've got to do that in 5 minutes in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
God. But no, every song comes differently,
like, yeah,
you can never sort of pinpoint it, but to be fair, out of everything I do, I would say I'm like lyrics are the most important thing to me.
Like, yeah.
Over music. Like, well, I would say I'm a like, lyricist.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've already heard from the songs, you know, it just kind of paints a nice story. And the concept of having a part two, I think, is just a nice thing to kind of continue the story.
And like, I don't usually like sort of talk about, like, talking about, like my songs. So I think, like, the beautiful thing about songs is everybody has their own version of it. Like, you could listen to my song and have a complete different story of it, but you relate to it. And obviously these four songs are like something I'm just like got out of the way now.
Sure.
So I've just moved on to other stuff. So
yeah, definitely,
it's quite
yeah.
nice to talk about them for the okay. first time anyway. So.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, so let's have a go then, shall we? Flowers She Placed.
You'll find your way back home. Now you see that the flowers she placed have grown. Do you believe that you'll find your way back home? Now you see that the flowers she placed have grown. Do you believe that you'll find your way back home? Now you see that the flowers she placed have grown.
Wonderful. Okay, so the last track that we're talking to talk about today, the last track of your EP currently on Spotify.
Yes.
This is Her Soul.
Her Soul.
Her Soul. This so yeah, tell me about this one.
So this is my favourite track off the EP. This was quite a weird one because so me and Courtney went into the studio and the first three songs we've been gigging them, and this was the first time like we've rehearsed this a few times, like Her Soul, but we went in and we're not knowing what the structure was and not really knowing what we were sort of doing with it to the extent of the others. So it was quite nice to sort of be in the studio with Court and sort of just work it out, structure it and work out parts, work out harmonies, and yeah, it was quite a nice way of doing it because I'm really happy, like that's like one of my that probably is one of my favorite songs I've written.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. So what that's about is I want to write a love song, which I've never done.
Okay.
Like in my life, and because I've got a girlfriend, that's it, that's sort of the end of it. I'm in love, that's about it. So I haven't really experienced heartbreak or anything.
Right.
So I've sort of heard of this. I've always heard of this story called Soul and Luna, and it's about, I'm not gonna bore you with the whole story, but it's about this guy and a girl, obviously, and he does something bad, and it is set in like ages and ages ago, and he's done something bad, and he had to sort of go on, sort of do this sort of trial thing, go on watch and sort of be punished. And by doing that, he meets this girl, and they're from different sort of areas, different tribes, so they can't actually they're not allowed to interact. And they still do, and then they get found out, and one gets sent in the sky as the sun, one gets sent in the sky as the moon, and so they can never ever meet because one's up.
Of course.
The other's up.
That's beautiful, I like it.
And yeah, I love the story, and I read it about 20 times and just wrote a song about it.
That's nice. Is it like a kind of a fairy tale? I've never heard of it before. It sounds a bit like a Romeo and Juliet
Yeah,
story.
Yeah, it kind of is, yeah. It's a lot practically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to write a song about that. And my main thing, my main focus in music is lyrics. So, and I think lyrically this is one of the good ones.
Okay. But is that is that what you're moving, you think? So so we're going to play this in a second, and then we're going to go into your challenge.
It's quite a long
song. Let's just talk about what you're doing now. So you say you've expanded lyrically. We had that of course in the last episode with Big Steve as well. You can see the progression as you move along, and so this is drawing a line under this particular EP. And
totally,
we've done another Seaside session around the same time we're recording this podcast with new music on.
A new track, two new tracks.
Fantastic.
Two of my newest tracks.
We'll get those on soon. So check out the Facebook page for those.
Yeah.
But do you see a lot more progression? Do you see a lot more storyline kind of going into your music?
I find writing songs now is almost harder because I put a lot more into it, but I kind of like that because you come out the other end shit, this is a good song. This is great.
I
want to show everybody. And I want to get it. I want to send it to Court. I want to send it to Steve.
That's
fast
fantastic.
I can. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic.
My
okay.
new stuff is cool.
So let's jump into it then, shall we? So this is the last track on the EP, Her Soul, and of course.
By the way,
sorry.
Her Soul. The reason it's spelled SOL.
Yeah.
Not for the beer because the beer is good, but it's because that's the guy's name, Soul. It's not.
Oh, the guy from.
So the lyric is Her Soul.
Right.
Like Her Soul.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Her Soul.
But
as
it's
in
Her Soul.
Her.
I
guy.
See. Nice.
Do you know what I mean?
Double meanings. Very nice. I like it. I like it.
Wicked.
So, listeners, we're going to come back from this song and we're going to be straight into Jake's 5-minute song challenge.
Oh,
so
right.
Stay tuned for that. And let's jump in. Her Soul.
Soul's young, he stole the fight. He knew what he'd done and took on the night. He followed the sound and saw the darkest of light. The light came around at 12 every night. don't you believe that it's alright to bleed? Don't you see it's not right for me? You tried to come clean, but struck your own team. Head down, his eyes fixed to the stars. He tried not to drown in love that won't last. He turned away to find her standing before his face. Could not obey the rules that she placed. Don't you believe it's alright to bleed? Don't you see it's not right? Tried to come clean, but struck your own team. Still, I love what you mean to me. Your heart is a piece of her soul. Your heart is a piece of her soul. If your heart is a piece of her soul, your heart is a piece of her soul. Your heart is a piece of her soul. Don't you believe that it's all right? Tried to come clean, but struck your own team. Still, I love what you mean to me. He found himself alone, no one to touch and nowhere to go. He finally fell into the sky, two ends of the world and nothing to hide.
This is going to be amazing. I can't wait for this one, Jake. God. Sounds like it's going to be...
I've done the loop. I haven't worked out the chords, but I was making it.
Just make up as you go. Right.
I've lost the page. Well, I'll sing Steve's song.
Okay, so we're back with Jake with your 5-minute song challenge.
Yo, man.
Ready for this?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Let's do it, buddy.
Yeah, no, yeah. No. That is not... No, it's not. That's not the riff.
Yeah. wrote this song in the key of E, and I'm sitting here and Adam's staring at me. He's making me write a song in 5 minutes.
Turning the page on.
Well, his ginger beard is putting me off, and Courtney's complaining I want him to stop. He's playing with a fidget spinner. That's how shit is.
Great, man. I love it.
That's all I've got. That was really crap. That was awful. That is
on,
all I've got.
A round of applause. Because we went from Big Steve last week, who sort of nailed it, to Jake, who I don't want to say flaked, but no, it was awesome. It was awesome. No. It was awesome, Jake. Thank you so much. Hey, it's tough to write a song in 5 minutes. I wouldn't know where to start.
I did all of that in like the first minute.
Yeah.
I was trying to rhyme. So his ginger beard is putting me off. Off. What rhymes it off? And I was like, Courtney is complaining. I want him to stop. Stop doesn't rhyme off.
Stop off. It's close. Yeah, it's close. It's close enough in 5 minutes, to be fair. Although you did tell us earlier in this episode that you wrote an amazing song in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's just forget that. Let's just forget that.
He's not even, the fidget spinner's here. He's not playing with it right now. Play with it. Make it look like.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much, Jake. No, I appreciate your time and appreciate your art and your beauty and the wonderful lyrics you just wrote for us.
Can I say, listen to my EP on Spotify. There's some better lyrics there. There's a few better
definitely
lyrics in that.
Definitely. And look out for.
Than fidget spinners and Adam's ginger beard.
And look out for future session with new material coming very, very soon. Yes. So that's it. So thank you very much for joining us today, ladies and gents. Don't forget to do all the good stuff on iTunes. Give us them ratings and whatnot. And we'll catch you next week.
Memories of where we stood.